This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now. A potpourri of conversation built on the information that comes from the folks at Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com, find the lists this week, or you can listen to us. We're going to go through the top stories, the top 10 items, and the top 10 people named, according to the research, as I said, at Talkers Magazine. The elements of surprise will include, but not limited to, the talents of one Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, who are part of the DJV experience that you hopefully are taking advantage of every day. Yours truly is along. Isn't that a funny expression, yours truly? Where did that come from? What does that mean? I could just say me instead of yours truly. Yours truly. Probably Victoria will tell me
sincere.
Sounds old. No, Victoria's on this thing.
Come on, it means you care.
It's old.
Come on.
Yeah. I am not on a thing. Old. I said that there was a movie that was old, and I said, you know, it's like from the 80s. And then old. He's like, that's old?
Old. Yeah, right. There you go. All right, so Joe Crummy is here as well. He has an evil podcast called Evil Thoughts because he is actually an evil guy.
Yes, I
and that's
am.
That's why we like him so much. Evil Joe Crummy with Evil Thoughts on his evil podcast, which you can get on Evil iTunes and Evil TuneIn probably. Where else can we find your evil
a variety thoughts? Of platforms. I was talking to somebody about it yesterday. If you're an Android guy, we got you. No problem.
I'm an Android guy. I'm one of those people that comes from another planet. Therefore, I am an Android. But by
say
definition.
That again.
Excuse me. This is Jennifer Horn. With comments and thoughts about the issues of the week. And at the controls in our studio in Washington is one Richard J. or Q. or F. McFadden. C. That's right. Charles. Richard Charles McFadden. All right. There he is. So let's get at it. The list here starts with the usual at number 10, sports talk radio, the action at the NHL and the NBA, Major League Baseball. I see that one of the sports talk hosts who's on the air, a lady who's on the air in Cleveland, got fired because she said something derogatory about one of the Cleveland football players. I wouldn't think that would be too hard to do, and if you're that sensitive, why would you put somebody, most of the time these hosts, especially on the sports talk radio shows, are supposed to be a little wiry, aren't they? Or are we getting to like everybody else in corporate radio, we got to calm everybody down and make sure they don't say anything bad about anybody because they'll get sued or...
What did she say?
She accused the Browns player, Jabril Peppers, and Joe Thomas of drug use.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, really?
He's the only one?
You're going to get fired for that?
Was she on the air when this happened? I didn't hear about this story.
She said it on the air, and then she got fired.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So,
what happened in the good old days when you can just call somebody a louse, remember? Oh, he's a dirty louse.
Everybody was so offended. And well, you know what this is? This isn't even offended. This is lawyers.
Yeah.
And it's defamation
take it back, of character.
Or we're going to sue defamation of character. Right.
Right.
Everybody is so offended. You can't say anything anymore without somebody suing you, you losing your job, whatever it is. I mean,
everybody, you've said this many times on the air, Mr. McFadden, how everybody's got some issue. We've all got some anger. There's some pointed enemy or animosity. Everybody's got a problem. Everybody's got a chip on his or her shoulder. And that's what this results.
We're in a tough business here, and if everything that everybody said about us bothered us to the extent that we were going to lawyer up on them, we wouldn't have time to get anything done. We wouldn't be able to come on the air.
Or we'd be Scientologists.
Let me ask you guys this. Does Carmelo Anthony still play for the New York Knicks?
I couldn't care less, but I don't think
so.
Is he an offensive drug user, too?
I think Melo's still on the Knicks, isn't
he? A friend of mine in New York tweeted that he would, I think, if I have the right guy, that he was missing from a lot of games. And a friend of mine in New York who's on the radio on WABC.
That is true. He was. That is true.
So So my friend in New York, he wanted to go to the game with his kid, and he wasn't there.
So we know you have at least one friend. Who is your friend?
Yeah.
It's me. He's talking about me.
Hey. But anyway, so he tweeted like, oh, Carmelo Anthony's not here. We're really bummed. Carmelo Anthony saw the tweet and got really ticked off and started going after my friend and his
kid.
Really?
His wife just left him.
You know, I'm hurt and I'm rehabbing and shut up. You know.
Yeah, his wife just left him as well. So there might be something there going. Yeah.
Wound tight. I think there's a difference too in saying, "Gosh, Joe, that's so crazy. Are you high?" Or Joe Crummy is on crack. You know, Joe Crummy is on crack. There's a little different with intent.
Yeah, but what else is new? You know,
right?
Maybe you should pick a better example, Jennifer, like Rich.
Yeah, right. Rich,
are you high?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Rich, Rich, are you still high because you just got back from Jazz Fest?
Have you ever not been high?
All right, how much beer did you drink at Beer Fest? I mean,
I had my share.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good answer.
I did my part to deplete New Orleans of a little bit of their beer.
There you go. All right, number 9 on the story list this week for all of us to go around the table. This is what do they call it? A virtual table. We're all around to discuss these issues. Number 9 on the countdown, the Trump budget. I don't know where that comes from or why anybody sees
it. I got something if you need it, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, geez, Joe.
You know, the reason it's on the list is because the government didn't shut down. So
yeah, I suppose that's true. Yeah.
Evil Trump is proposing a budget over the next 10 years. He wants to cut He wants to balance the budget in 10 years. He wants to cut $800 billion from entitlement spending. He's evil.
When was the last time the budget was actually balanced? Was it Clinton?
Yep.
It was.
I thought it was Lincoln.
No, it was Clinton. Clinton left the office of presidency, shockingly enough, with a budget surplus.
Yeah.
And as soon as we went to Iraq, that went down into the... After September 11th,
right.
Started the slide and has been sliding ever since to the point where we now owe banks and China and whoever else $20 trillion, and almost 40 cents out of every dollar that you and me pay in taxes goes to pay not the debt down, just the interest on the debt.
And you wait, by the way, until when they start to raise interest rates, too. You wait to see what happens.
You know, Republicans really harken back to the days of Bill Clinton when we had a Democratic president, a Republican Congress, and all the president wanted to do was chat with the interns, and he was so busy chasing skirts
and he just let the Republicans' ideas.
Right.
And he got them done.
He forgot to spend money. Right.
He forgot to spend money. He didn't care about the budget.
Like, okay. Right. Yeah. But it goes up and down. We have a new government in my hometown of Framingham, Mass. It'll be a city next January. And I was talking to the presumed mayor-elect yesterday, and one of the things he's going to do the first day he goes into office is tell everybody they're going to have to take a 10% haircut. 10% budget cut across the board, everybody. And that'll go over well with everybody except the people who are working in the town or the city.
Guys like you are going to love it because you don't work there. That's right.
Well, I don't. I pay taxes here, and I don't like the tax. It's waste, fraud, corruption. But we have that on the federal level. So the fact that Trump is addressing that, hopefully, when you look at the things that are being, you know, we go back to, and I don't want to stick on this, but we go back to that two-page list of 35 entities that were going to be either cut out or trimmed in the budget. Corporation for Public Broadcasting, lots of huffing and puffing, but they got even funding what they had last year. The Delta Regional Authority, hello. The Denali Commission provides job training in Alaska. That's important. Institute of Museum and Library Sciences, the Inter-American Foundation, the National Endowment for the Humanities and the Arts, the Northern Border Regional Commission, which helps people who live on the border of Maine, New Hampshire, New York, and Vermont get along with the Canadians.
Oh my God! That's the most laughable one. Who doesn't get along with Canadians?
Right. There you go. Right. There. So I mean, there's all of these things, and I'm happy.
Hockey,
to see
maple syrup, beer, strong beer.
Period. Really? Igloos. That's it.
Right.
Yeah. That's Canada in a nutshell.
Right.
All right. 16 past the hour. A review of the charts from Talkers Magazine, from the minds of Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen with a question as to whether or not you, if you are like many people, we did a research project last fall in this program, and Richie saw the results of it. One of the things Jennifer and Victoria saw, too. Crummy, we kept you away from it because we didn't want you to see what's going on in this program. We had hundreds and hundreds of responses. And one of the things that we found out about the program was that preponderance of people who listen are small business people. They have small businesses. Whatever there is, there's an affinity between me and people who have their own businesses. So we have, this is right up your alley, in your wheelhouse, the folks at ZipRecruiter, where you can post your job to hundreds of job sites. One click and one click only. Richie, you want to do that? You do a good job.
One click. Right. One click only.
Right. That's it. Then their powerful technology takes over. It matches the right people to your job better than any other program, better than anything else. ZipRecruiter, so much like the guy that you hired to do the job, but you don't have to pay him. It's different because ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. They find them. They have a, what do they call that, spiderware, when it goes out and finds and looks, something looks like the things that look on your computer, and they can tell what it is that you're looking at, and so they send you stuff. That's what this spiderware does, right? So it looks all the job sites and sees Fred Allen, who's in Eagle, Pennsylvania, who's the perfect guy to set type at the newspaper in Albany, New York. So, bingo, they send his resume.
He's 50 years old.
Yeah, well,
hey,
you know.
I'm from Albany. Don't put down old people in Albany.
Right. They still set type there.
Yeah, they still do that. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV is how to use their facility free. That's right. It will not cost you anything the first time around to use ZipRecruiter to find somebody to help your business be so much better. Qualified job candidates, immediate results, ZipRecruiter. Recruiter.com/DJV. Say it again, Doug. There it is. /DJV. Yes, one more time. Use ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
When you need it, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold-Bond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Gold-Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold-Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always the great answer.
Hi, Jennifer Horn. What do you think? Number 8, the story on the countdown of this Arkansas policeman who was killed in line of duty. What can we say about these things?
Yeah, suspect shot the sheriff. Sorry.
I shot the sheriff.
Sorry. You call me.
Oh, that's horrible. I didn't even mean to, but there are two dead women inside the car. This was a messy story from the beginning.
Awful. That's why it does. We feel badly for the circumstance, but having a conversation of it doesn't get us anywhere. So,
do we know any motives, though? I was reading about it yesterday. They said there'd be more news on it today. Do we know the motives?
I haven't heard anything yet.
21 after the review of the countdown.
The Top Radio
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, we're moving. We are. Never mind, we will be moving. We are moving through the items from Talkers Magazine. Somebody just sent me an email and asked me, what is this all about? Well, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, he and his staff prepare a weekly list of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, and the people who are part of the conversation. So we go through those for a couple of hours every week. And Michael is usually with us in one of the hours, but that won't work today. So we'll have this cast of characters with us for a couple of hours to go through the charts so you can find out what they think about the interesting comings and goings of some of your favorite folks and what they've stuck their foot into. Number 7 on the countdown, to review quickly, Sports Talk Radio, number 10, number 9, the discussion of the Trump budget, number 8, policeman in Arkansas who got caught, got killed. Number 7, the travel ban. And this is something that is confusing for some. I'm betting many of you haven't heard basically what this is all about. So we have Joe Crummy with us, legendary talk personality. Rich McFadden, a legend in his own mind. Victoria Keelan is here.
I'm a legend in my own mind.
Yes, you are. So you first explained this to me on the DJV show, Victoria, this week. The travel ban, not keeping people, it's equipment, I think, that we're talking about. This is the TSA saying we ought not to let people come back to our country from Europe who have laptops or iPads or whatever in the plane. Is that right?
Yeah. The tech ban, it hasn't happened yet, but this is a discussion that's on the table. Yeah. It is a little weird because you can be an American citizen. You can fly from JFK to London and use your laptop the whole time or your iPad or whatever, and then on the way back, you won't be able to use any of that. Nothing bigger than a smartphone. So obviously they have to iron out some of the kinks because that's kind of a weird thing to do, but I think that's probably why it hasn't happened yet, because there are some nuances in there that need to be smoothed out.
Yeah, I mean, as far as around the table is concerned, anybody agree with me that this is not
ridiculous?
Anything, it's kind of like all the other TSA stuff, it's all it is theater, travel theater.
Do they give an excuse why?
Well, because they think terrorists are using
laptops as bombs. Apparently, they had found some of that. People trying to disguise laptops as bombs or disguise bombs as laptops, and so I think that's part of the problem.
They think the threat is, more intense from outside the United States,
right?
Yeah, people have traveled from here to unfriendly countries and then back again.
So might pick one up, right?
Right.
Go get one.
Sure.
Right. Yep. That's the fear.
The only thing that I don't know if fear is the right word, but the nincompoops at TSA who are yet to see or hear one who's got an original idea, and they haven't done anything to prevent anything here except us being being a little bit more financially sound, because we spend $6.5 billion a year for those clowns to do nothing. But it's again,
at some point we're all going to be traveling in our underwear.
You know, they caught me with a knife once in Burbank, and
most people with knives and guns they don't catch. They happen to get on the plane. There they got you. How big was the knife?
It was something I was using to cut apples. I don't know. I was heavily into apples at the time, and I had left it in my briefcase, and I didn't realize that they pulled this knife out, and a bunch of cops showed up, and we had a real discussion there, and we left the knife at the terminal.
Because you are evil, and
I am, and they had to write up a report and all that kind of stuff.
Sound evil.
One thing. One time I got on a plane. I don't want to get too crazy and eat up too much of your time, but I just barbecued a bunch of stuff at my grill in L.A., and I wanted to take it back to New York with me. So I had these big hunks of meat. And they opened my thing, and they saw this meat. You know, they weren't sure whether it was a dead person or not. I was going, no.
Joe's bringing his meat to New York. It's 28 past the hour on this week's review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The only way they keep them away from us is they keep moving, you know what I mean? This is a discussion of the information provided every week by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher, works with his staff to come up with the top 10 stories in general, listening to a lot of great news talk radio stations and programs and hosts and so we have the list. We'll go through it with the staff. This is a roundtable discussion. I could be on CNN or Fox News or MSNBC slobbering with the best of them whose only reason for being is that they have mouths and once in a while a mind that gets put into gear before they talk. I have found people whose mind is always in motion and their mouths are frequently in motion as well. Those people would be Richard McFadden, who is associated with the Good Day program in any number of ways. This is a collaboration of people in different sorts of programs that I do. Victoria Keelan is here, and the great, late Joe Crummy. Join us with his evil
via
thoughts.
Hologram.
His podcast is available every week, an audio podcast. Actually, you do it every day, I think.
Every day. Evil thoughts every day.
All right. So you can find it at iTunes or Apple, or where else can you find this podcast?
Android platforms. It's available on a lot of platforms. No excuses now. I want you to subscribe to this podcast. I want you to submit to this podcast and get off my lawn.
Why would somebody want to listen to you on this podcast?
Because it's more entertainment than you have a right to expect.
Yes, sir.
Every day.
You save your entertainment then for that thing and you don't bring it with you when you're on here?
It's always more entertainment than you have a right to expect, but on the Evil Thoughts podcast, it goes directly to your inbox every day, just like with people that have your podcast. This is exactly how it works.
I don't know that ours works that well, frankly. I think it gets lost in a detour and goes to the farm. Not sure. We'll have to check into that. So Joe does things like has a discussion of the Trump investigations and the firing of Comey, but it isn't the news. It's his view on the news or people that are a part of it. See, you take a little shot at Al Franken this past week, which is...
I love him. He's just so weird. I don't agree with him at all. I do think we're seeing some modern-day McCarthyism going on, but we're getting out of sync with the...
yes, we are. Number seven. Well, here's what we've done so far. Those of you who have not done your homework, haven't gone to Talkers to check out the list we posted also at DougStephan.com, if I'm not mistaken, or DJV. I don't know. Victoria, where do we put the list on our... Do we have some place that we put it that's handy?
We don't typically, but I can put it somewhere.
Well, it'd be nice to put it up on the DJ.
Tweet out the topics.
Tweet out the topics. That's a good idea. Number 10, sports talk radio. Number 9, the budget. Number 8, the killing of a policeman in Arkansas. Number 7, the travel ban at the behest of the TSA. So we've gotten that far now. To the number 6 item on the story list this week, the French election, and all of the... I was looking at a headline earlier this morning about people. Basically, the suggestion is, for those of you who are enthralled with this guy, 39 years old, his wife's 30 years older than he is, get a life. That pretty much was what some of the French journalists said. I don't think it's that unusual in Europe. Is it in France to... It's like it was a big deal here. The only focus that nobody knows what this guy's values are, except that he's liberal and he's married to a woman. And I think some people think because he's married to an older woman, that's what makes him liberal. But I'm not sure that that's accurate.
No. What makes him liberal is the first thing he did is he called Angela Merkel. That's what makes him liberal.
And what did he say to Angela Merkel?
I'm down with the struggle, baby. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Let's keep this EU together and let's keep these borders open.
Let's stay together. Well, they can only do that for so long, and then they'll find that there isn't as much. France doesn't surprise me when it came to this. Germany's got a lot of political problems, as the Brits do. I'm not sure everybody's really aware.
You know what was funny? I like listening to the French voices. And lady, you know, when she showed up, they egged her, and it was really fun. I don't speak French. Anybody, you know, they were like, they're all yelling at each other. I thought that was really funny.
What did you just play, Richie?
What was that? That was him.
He had some French guys. Right? Plus some more French guys. They're funny.
Uh-huh. All right. So what else is there that's of value here, however, other than the discussion of what this guy...
Well, the conversation is the lifespan of the EU. How long will the EU be able to keep it together? It's constantly being challenged.
Well, but under the circumstances, it's big business. $500 billion a year spent... only among the countries, the trade back and forth and travel and that sort of thing.
But the challenge now is the immigration issues they're having with the open borders.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody wants within Europe to have these open borders, but now everybody's just walking into any European country that they want, and that's where all of these candidates are coming up, where they're nationalists and saying, I want to be our own country again. I want to control our borders. I don't want them to tell us what we need to do with immigration and our borders, and that's where we're seeing all of these challenges the last few years.
Do you think it's going to get to the point where the EU collectively will realize, all right, either everyone's going to secede, or we're going to have to decide that we're going to protect the EU's borders?
I mean, look at it. You've got Germany, France, and the UK that have all, in the past 5 years or so, tried to secede. Well, Germany hasn't, but the UK and France have had big discussions. I mean, Le Pen almost won, you know, got close. So, you know, you got to think at some point they're going to address it, yes.
Yeah.
All right. But it's hello. There's other things here to talk about. Let's get to the gossip. Number 5, the Kushner family. Let's see, the father, didn't he go to jail?
Chris Christie put him in jail.
Right, okay.
That's why he ain't going to be working for Mr. Trump. That ain't going to happen.
All right. So the Kushner family is in what business? What do we know about
real estate? They're in every business. You know, I know on this list here it says China, but did you know I was reading about the Miami Marlins yesterday, and the Kushner family was in talks to buy that baseball team for $1.7 billion from Jeffrey Loria, who owns the team right now, and they were going to buy it. They had a handshake deal. This was in March. Nobody, I didn't even know about this. And then at the same time, the Trump administration was going to make, I guess, the Kushner guy or one of the somebody in the Kushner family, the ambassador to
the head of the Marlins. He was going.
Oh, was it Jeffrey Loria? Was going to be right?
And so it was looking. It was almost looking like, well, we'll buy your team so you can become an. It didn't look good. So the Kushner brothers backed out of it.
So they're everywhere. The Kushner family has deep dollars on this.
All right, how did they get started? What's their original business? How did they make their money?
Well,
I think it's real estate, isn't it?
It's real estate because I'm from the Jersey Shore, and they own everything at the Jersey Shore. All of it.
Interesting. Yeah.
All new developments, condos, you know, restaurant complexes, I mean, everything. And they're continuing to buy up all the land along the shore.
Right, so there's that affinity to Trump, who's a real estate guy. So,
they made all their money in real estate. Is that what they started? Somebody was a carpenter or a plumber, and they started building houses.
No one was ever hammering nails.
Well, they didn't. They didn't have the
collecting rents on the weekends.
At some point, maybe 100 years ago or whatever, most of these guys
thought that they started in newspaper and then in newspapers and then expanded into real estate. But
well, the kid bought the New York Observer, right? Doesn't Jared Kushner? I thought he owns that paper now.
Yeah, he does.
All right, so why did Ivanka marry him?
Why not?
Because he's a rich guy, too.
He's a handsome guy who's loaded.
He's totally loaded, looks decent, you know, whatever.
John, isn't that a great way to
What's the line?
You
don't understand.
You look pretty good, and you got a lot of money.
Well, I mean, we don't know
enough.
I'll
take you.
I mean, honestly, I don't know anything. I mean, I don't know enough about Jared. I've never heard him speak. I mean, have any of us ever seen him sit down for an interview? No. So we don't know what the attraction was.
Seen Charles Kushner. You know, when you're that rich, it's kind of weird, Rich. When you're that rich, you got to kind of hang out with other rich people, too. Or doesn't it make it weird? You know, it's like, I have $1 billion. What do you have?
Well, Charles Kushner, born in 1954. I'm looking at his wiki page here. Okay, an American real estate developer founded the Kushner Companies in 1985. In 2005, he was convicted of illegal campaign contributions, tax evasion, and witness tampering, served time in a federal prison, then gets out of prison and resumes his career in real estate and builds his fortune that they have.
Right, and
that's a great American story, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the father of the present Kushner.
Right, right. I heard he turned the prison into condos when he got out. I mean, he has that much
condo. Only in America, baby.
Yeah.
Well, the interesting
condos
thing is,
now, all right?
Going back to the Ivanka Jared thing, I mean, in New York City where I am, you know, you hear all the local sort of gossip, and his family was not happy that he was with Ivanka, and that's why they broke up for a while, and then she converted to Judaism. Yeah, they're very, very religious, and so she had to convert.
Yes, Rich.
Charles Kushner's father?
Yeah.
Worked as a construction worker, builder, and real estate investor.
Right.
So you were right. Somebody started
with a hammer.
Well, it starts with a hammer or a pair of pliers. Somewhere down the line, there's somebody with a hammer and a pair of pliers. Thank you. I did that.
Well, this weekend, this weekend, we'll be dining for Mother's Day. Later this afternoon, we'll be dining at a Kushner restaurant. So
good for you.
At the Jersey Shore. So, yeah.
Is it called the Cushy Kushner Restaurant?
It is. The Kushner Cafe.
Kushner's Toasted Cafe. I like that.
No, it's not. It's not.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. To review whether there is some semblance of order here to the stories in the People list from Talkers Magazine. At number 10 on the story list, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, who's hot and who's not. Number 9, a lot of discussion about the Trump budget and who says what about that and its impact on the health care plan. Number 8, the slaying of the policeman in Arkansas. Number 7, travel ban arguments, pro and con. Trump administration wants you to check your laptop or your iPad. They want you not to have those implements coming back from a visit to Europe. Let's see here. Number 6, the French election. Number 5, is the Kushner family doing things illegally. The Confederate statue removal in New Orleans is number 4. Number 3, the threat of violence from North Korea. The health care plan is number 2, and Trump fires Comey is number 1 this week. All right, we'll pause for a moment here as we continue with the charts. Talkers Magazine is the focus. Joe Crummy is here, and Rich McFadden is here. Victoria Keelan is here, and they all have got parachute home bedding. And you should be, if you want to be like Richie when you grow up, and Joe and Victoria and me, you need to visit parachutehome.com/DJV. Not only to find the pillowcase, the sheets, the duvet covers, the bedding, they also have table linens, they have all kinds of placemats, and table runners, napkins, that kind of stuff. They have things for your home. That's why they are called, duh, ParachuteHome.com. And if you use that ID, ParachuteHome.com/DJV, you get free shipping every time you buy something from the catalog, and it's an online catalog. You don't have to go to the store. You go online, you look at what you want, you choose it, it gets sent to you, bingo, bango, everybody's happy. And you get 60 nights to try these sheets. If you don't like them, you send them back. They give them to the people at Habitat for Humanity. They're happy to have them. And you get a different pair of sheets to check out. So there's no good reason not to buy all your sheets, all your bedding, all the things you need for your home at ParachuteHome.com/DJV. One more time, free shipping and free returns on Parachute's bedding at ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Mother's Day is Sunday, the 14th of May. Sherry's Berries, offering huge freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. And right now, you can double the berries for just $10 more. Pick your delivery date, and these berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and delicious, or you'll get your money back. You may think you've seen gourmet dipped strawberries before, but you've never seen anything like this. Sherry's Berries are huge. They're sweet. They're juicy. They're covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips, chopped nuts, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. All these things are so great. Yum, yum, yum. Sherry's Berries are an unexpected gift that will put a smile on any mother's face. Surprise your mom by going on right now to berries.com and use the code DJV. That's BERRIES.com. Berries.com. The code is DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. According to researchers at Northwestern University, only one-third of those in need of mental health treatment actually get it.
Access to mental health resources are very difficult, but when we actually look at the type of mental health care that they're receiving, oftentimes only 25% of those folks are getting evidence-based care.
Psychologist Dr. Craig Sawchuk says technology is helping to fill that gap. A growing number of mobile apps that offer e-therapies are expanding mental health resources for those who need them.
We're finding that the types of programs are collecting more in-the-moment type of information, so getting mood ratings right in the moment. It's more interactive. It's using that data to tailor the types of skills and prompts for people to work on, and it's simply a lot more portable.
E-therapies may not be right for everyone, so talking with your care provider would be a good first step. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, now a list officially, so if you get lost in some of our conversation and don't hear the actual list, I'll give it to you. On the people side, Paul Ryan's at number 10. The winners and losers, the victors and vanquished in France, number 9. Nicole Kushner-Meyer, number 8. Kim Jong-un, number 7. Anderson Cooper, number 6. Sean Spicer, number 5. Rod Rosenstein, number 4. Hillary Clinton, 3. James Comey, number 2. And Donald Trump, number 1. I don't think there's anything that surprises us there. The Comey thing will, I think, stick around for another week or two, and then it'll get supplanted by something else. Whatever Donald thinks needs to be at the top of the pile, if there isn't a lot of noise and a lot of focus on him, he'll do something. So now the focus and the noise will be taken from him. So that's it. Our review of the people on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, number 4 in the countdown this week, New Orleans statue removals. This was going on during the height of the events last week at Jazz Fest. Rich, you were there. What's the story?
Oh, that's the big talk down there. And I did not talk to anybody that supports the statues being taken down. Mm-hmm. Every cab driver you get in, they've
Why
got
are
an
they
opinion
taking
about
down
it.
Then? Why?
Because they're offensive, because they represent the Civil War and slavery.
Ah, So are there these statues, are they of slaves?
No, Andrew Jackson and Jackson Square. They're Civil War heroes.
Jefferson Davis.
Right. Yeah, Jefferson Davis, everybody. So they're all coming down, and nobody I spoke to in New Orleans is happy about it.
Really? Huh.
So I went and got my picture in front of Andrew Jackson at Jackson Square before.
Did you post it on Facebook or someplace?
No, but I will. I mean, it's just, you know.
You put a little Confederate flag there
at Rich McFadden.
Yeah, that's the way to make everything go away and not hurt anymore is just erase all of history.
That's it. Yeah. Right. Take
them all
down.
Make your boo-boos go away.
Mm-hmm. Really? You have boo-boos?
I have boo-boos. I'm offended and I have boo-boos and I want you to take those statues down because that'll make me feel better.
Rich McFadden.
That'll make all racism go away.
Joe Crummy and his evil thoughts at joecrummysevilthoughts.com or whatever it is. And Victoria Keelan, thank you for your participation in this hour. It's 10 before the hour now.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
My Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen introducing you to Victoria Keelan, who is here to discuss the world of technology, sort of a tradition at this time every week, the top 5 items that have appeared in the news circle, the news world, the news of technology. So let's start at number 5, which is the story of pet apps.
Yes, this week was the Be Kind to Animals week. And so in honor of that, we have a few pet apps that are free for Android and iOS. And they're really fun. The first one I actually used last night to try to get my dog to pose for me because he's really bad at that. And it's called Bark Cam. And this app really does help and it works. If you've ever tried to take a picture of your pet, for whatever reason, Murphy's Law, as soon as you're about to hit the button, they turn away or they move and they lose their pose. So it's not always easy to get a great photo of your pet. BarkCam is a very simple app. It's a camera app, and it plays various sounds that gets your dog's attention. It can be anything from the sound of a cat meowing, if your dog doesn't like cats, or if your dog loves cats, it works. And anything that it'll play, it'll do different sounds until your dog's ears perk up and you get the right picture. So it's really fun, and it's free. So that's a great way to get to do a photo shoot with your pet. Another great app that's also free. We don't think of the American Red Cross as doing anything pet related, but they actually do have a pet first aid app that is really informative and really helpful, and in some very serious cases could actually save your pet's life. And so this is also a free app. All of the information is in one place. You can have all of your vet information, your emergency contact, everything all in one spot. It has different sections. It has a learn section where you can actually educate yourself on pet first aid. It has a prepare section on how to have different supplies ready, depending on if you're going on vacation with your pet, especially if you're traveling with your dog, and all sorts of emergency things. One of the nicest things about it is that it also, in the learning section, after you absorb all of the material, they have quizzes to see if you've really learned everything and retained it. So it's a really great kind of all-in-one-stop place for your pets. And keeping your pet safe, especially with the summer months coming, various, you know, things like don't put your dog in the car kind of thing and leave the car running with the windows open or windows up. Things like that that are common sense that still people don't adhere to. So those are two. That's the Pet First Aid, American Red Cross app, and Bark Cam.
Number four on the list of the top five tech items this week.
Well, if you're interested in having lunch with Apple CEO Tim Cook, he announced this week that he's auctioning off the chance to have lunch with him for 1 hour. He's very specific. It's only 1 hour. He's a busy guy. And it's through Charity Buzz. They're accepting bids online. You get to go to the Apple Park, which is in California. It's they have a brand new 175-acre campus that has 9,000 freshly planted mature trees. So this is all environmentally friendly. They have 17 megawatts of rooftop solar power, and Apple Park will run one of the largest on-site solar energy installations in the world after they're finished with all of the construction. Part of it is still under construction right now. So the auction runs through May 16th. It will benefit the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Charity, and it carries an estimated value of $100,000. That is how much time, or that's how much value is associated with 1 hour of Tim Cook's time. The current bid, however, is $345,000, so the next minimum bid starts at $350,000. So if you have that kind of money and you really want to meet Tim Cook, then you can still go and bid at Charity Buzz.
If I had that kind of money, I still wouldn't want to meet Tim Cook. Right, number three, from Cook to Amazon.
Yeah, well, would you want to meet with Amazon? What's his name? Jeff something? Jeff
Bezos.
Bezos. Well, Amazon had an interesting development this week. Their voice-enabled Echo speaker, which of course has Alexa, the virtual assistant, they out of the blue sort of announced that the new Echo has a touchscreen. And this is a big development, and this is, I think, going to be a trend-setting item, because now you can't just talk to the little round disc with the blue top. Now you have the touchscreen ability, which means you can view videos, and you can have Alexa pull the videos up for you. And this also affects things that you wouldn't think of. YouTube videos, you can have her pull up. You can do hands-free cooking tutorials and say, hey, Alexa, how do I make chicken parmesan? And then there's a cooking tutorial of it right on the screen. So it's really cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Number two, also kind of cool.
Yeah, smartphone users. There's a new study out this week that says smartphone users use an average of 9 apps per day, which equals 30 apps per month.
Wow.
I know you're not using that many, but...
Number one is...
And the number one thing this week in tech is there may be a U.S. expanded electronics ban on flights to Europe.
Right. Laptops, leave them home.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.